Now the news, I'm Su Yi. Chinese authorities have said that it's irresponsible under the current circumstances to wield inflammatory rhetoric when addressing the Ukrainian situation. The Chinese Foreign Ministry urged all parties to create the conditions necessary for a political solution in a fair and open manner. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin warned that advocating confrontation is a regression to the obsolete Cold War era tactics. Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Moscow. The two sides discussed issues related to security guarantees, the Ukrainian situation, and Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Officials say the number of COVID-19 vaccine doses administered on the Chinese mainland has reached over 3.05 billion. The figures were released by the National Health Commission on Tuesday. Chinese athlete Su Yiming has claimed historic gold medal in men's snowboard big air at the Beijing Winter Olympics. This is also his second individual medal at the Games. Su says his dedication is what matters the most.
I personally enjoy the experience of overcoming the difficulty that occurs unexpectedly through my own efforts. I don't think there are any other sports that can give you such a sense of accomplishment.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has congratulated China Media Group for its contribution to the broadcast coverage of the Beijing Winter Olympics. The congratulation came as part of a meeting between Bach and CMG President Chen Haixiong. Data shows that over 500 million people have already seen coverage of Beijing 2022 on CMG's CCTV network by February the 10th. South Korea's presidential election campaigning has officially kicked off. 14 candidates are competing for the South Korean presidency of a single five-year term. Frank Smith brings more details.
So far, it's been the tightest race in some time, with Lee Jae-myung and Yoon Suk-yeol exchanging positions with every poll that comes out week by week. However, most frequently, they are within the range of accuracy. So really, the polls don't even tell us who's going to win this election. An interesting development in the last couple of days, though, is the third-place contender, An Chol-soo, has offered to merge his campaign with opposition party standard bearer Yoon Suk-yeol of the People's Power Party, the conservative candidate. Should their two parties merge and forward a single candidate, they look like they could take a commanding lead into the voting that's going to take place on March 9th.
Demonstrators have taken to the street in Afghanistan over the U.S. decision to split assets for the Asian country. Washington is seeking to split $7 billion U.S. dollars of frozen Afghan assets between humanitarian aid to Afghanistan and compensation for September 11th victims. Zimri Ali Abbasin reports from Kabul.
That decision was facing reactions from different Afghan fractions, including the government formed by the Taliban, former President Hamid Karzai, and the rest of society, even the former authorities of the Republic, which was fought sharp 6 months ago. So from one side, unemployment and a very critical economic crisis has been emerging in the country. From other side, the United States, which was one of the biggest countries which was aiding Afghanistan, now is in an opposite position, and they're restricting Afghanistan economy, and that's the decision had really hard reactions in Afghanistan. While on the other hand, people complain about the worsening economic crisis in the country, and that was difficult for the people. On the other hand, there was, since Afghanistan has been an aid-relied country, several countries, particularly, let's not forget, Chinese aid to Afghanistan, and they've been continuously trying to reach out the people of Afghanistan and assist in such a dire situation, along with some very limited countries. But the people of Afghanistan demand much more, particularly from the United States of America, and also the Taliban have asked President Biden to rethink about its decision of splitting the $7 billion of Afghanistan central bank assets, and that's what makes it really difficult for the people in the country.
And that's the news. I'm Sui.